The Style in My City podcast.
So I don't know about you, but I've been very excited about the fact that we have a film festival here in St Albans this weekend. So I wanted to have a last catch up with Leonie just a few days before it all happened. And of course, we had a beautiful sunny day this week in St Albans. So I popped in to chat to her. Then I nipped round and down the corner on a bit of an adventure into Abbott's kitchen, because what I wanted to do was give visitors to St Albans a place, a bit of character, a bit of history to have a cup of tea. Popped into Abbott's kitchen and then on my way out, popped into Raindrops on Roses. You know, if you want some memento from your visit here, along with the fantastic time and hopefully warm welcome, and had a chat with Jill there. So have a listen to what they all said, and we can just all be quite smug in the fact that we do live in a wonderful place. So I've just popped into the pop-up film festival store to check in on Leonie. We've just got a few days till the big launch of the film festival. There's a strange calm in here.
Does it feel quite calm?
Well, I think it's half past three on a sunny afternoon.
Yeah, I know everyone's enjoying the sunshine, and I think maybe we're feeling happy because it's sunny finally.
Okay. So last minute preparations. It's been massive, all the attention that's happened. Did you have any idea that there would be this much interest?
No, I don't think I did, actually. It's really exciting. Yeah, I couldn't ever believe that we'd be BBC number one red story on the website and, getting on ITV News. So,
are you prepared if there's, like, a flock of film missionaries heading to St Albans this weekend?
I think we're prepared. Yeah, we've had a brilliant team in this week. We've sorted out all the tickets. There are still tickets for things available.
Explain, is the best place to go to the website?
I reckon the best place would probably be to come in here and get tickets, or the website, either. But people do have to come in and collect their tickets from the box office. We're not going to be posting them out, especially at this late stage. So, come in and see us and find out what it's all about as well.
And people can get something for the whole weekend, and then they have to get individual things for different screenings. What's the best?
So if you were just popping down to see one or two different things, then individual tickets, which are £7.50 for screenings, £6 concessions, or £10 for workshops. So we've kept it, bargain prices for everyone. Sure. Or if you wanted to come and see loads of things, if you were seeing at least six things, and there is tons to do, then a weekend pass is £40 and you'd get guaranteed six screenings. But you could also use that pass to get into anything around the city, and you can get discounts, like, free glass of wine, Darcy's or Lussman's. And you could get money off different places around the city.
Now, I just saw on the website the other day that Stanley Kubrick's wife is opening it.
She is.
On Friday night.
Yes.
That's so exciting. Where's that happening?
That's at Café Rouge. We've got a really, really exciting launch party with entertainment, some singers, magicians, a secret little act happening after we've shown a little taster of the festival.
Okay, and Saturday morning, what time do things start?
Saturday morning. So the whole festival kicks off Friday morning for preschoolers.
Oh, okay. We've got Friday morning.
Friday morning, there's sort of a slow trickle of things happening up to our opening film, Friday afternoon. Yeah. And then Saturday morning, it starts again at 10:30 with the feature film Prince's Quest at the Maltings.
Okay. I've just checked that you're not, like, tearing
exploding.
Her hair out, but you seem quite calm, so that's good.
Internally, in my head, I look calm, but there's, like, 20 different problems I need to sort before the weekend, but it's all going to happen.
That's all part of fun. And the blue hair. I see.
Oh, yeah, blue hair, which was supposed to be purple. Don't mention the hair.
The purple hair, I'm kind of blind.
It's very, very blue, and my hairdresser bought violet instead of lilac, which I asked for. And I've got blue hair, never mind.
Change the colour scheme, last minute problem.
Right. I quite like my blue hair.
I love it. Yeah. It's very now. Are you going to sleep across the weekend? Just sleep on Monday.
Yeah, Monday. Monday I'll be taking all this down in the shop because our shop closes on Monday. Oh. So it'll be, the kind of, the sad
sleep
ending
Tuesday.
To it all. Sleep on Tuesday.
Okay. Best of luck. I look forward to seeing you over the weekend, that you're not, like, tearing
exploding.
So here I am in the Abbey, my first time in, and I've just grabbed the lovely Steph from Abbott's Kitchen, which is the coffee shop in St Albans Abbey. And if, like me, you've been a resident of St Albans and haven't actually made it in, you should be as ashamed as I am. And I've just come to speak to Steph because obviously we've got the film festival happening this weekend. We're hoping there's all sorts of people from out of town coming. And I want you to just tell me a little bit about Abbott's Kitchen, because when I've passed it before, it always looks packed. So I know you don't need the publicity, but I've just had a quick look at the menu, and I know we've got some funny monk names afternoon teas and stuff. Just tell people, because it's beautiful in there. Tell us what you offer for people that have been meaning to come and haven't yet actually made it.
Well, what we try and offer is locally produced food at reasonable prices, for local people and visitors alike.
Right.
And anybody is very, very welcome. We have a really good core staff and we have lots of lovely volunteers that offer huge welcome to everybody that comes to St Albans Cathedral. And we make all our own cakes.
I was going to say, sell me your cakes. Sell me your cakes.
Definitely make all our own cakes. We're famous for our quiche, which are really beautifully homemade. We produce main meals at lunchtime, which are nicely done to your table for you, so you don't have to worry about that. We also do Sunday roasts. We're open from 12:30, serving Sunday roasts, which is, you know, becoming very popular, and hopefully lots more people will come along and join in.
So just talk me through your cakes. I want to know, what's your favourite cake there? If I want to come for afternoon tea,
coffee and walnut. Coffee and walnut and lemon drizzle.
Fly out the door. And your afternoon tea, what was the monk?
We do three sorts of afternoon teas. Okay. We do a basic one, which is called a monk, which is either cake or scone.
Okay.
The scone comes with beautiful clotted cream and jam. That will come with a hot drink of your choice. Then we have a prior, which is a selection of cake and scones, again with a hot drink of your choice. And then we go to the full abbot, which is either smoked salmon sandwiches or cream cheese and chive with cake and cream scones.
Yummy.
Again.
Okay. So. And on a day like today when the sun is beaming through, I mean, it's just such a remarkable place. How long have you been working here?
Personally, I've been here 15 years, so it can't be a bad place to work if you've stayed somewhere that long.
And the organ's starting to play.
That's the beginning of rehearsals for Evensong.
OK, what time do you close then, the cafe?
We close at 4:30, just before Evensong, which is at 5.
OK. So people that haven't been and have been meaning to because they think it's too busy, is there a quiet time every...
Most mornings and afternoons, it can be quieter. Lunchtimes does get very, very busy.
Yeah.
Especially at the weekends. Saturdays, we don't do the table service, but we do get very, very busy on a Saturday.
And, of course, it's kid-friendly.
Very kid-friendly.
Plenty of room for buggies.
Buggies. And it's flat.
Yeah. It's flat, so you can get in easily. Well, Steph, thank you. It's lovely to meet you. And I'm going to be coming back for the afternoon tea.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So on my little tour of St Albans today, whilst I'm coming up with things for you to do whilst you're visiting the film festival, I've just popped into Raindrops on Roses, a shop I've walked past many a time. So I'm just going to have a quick chat with Jill, who's the creative director.
Oh, yes, it's very grand.
Tell me about it's beautiful in here. It smells amazing. I would love my house to smell like this. Tell me about the charity, first of all, that all your profits from everything you sell goes to.
Okay, well, it's called Hearts Against Cancer, and it's a local charity that particularly supports early detection of cancer.
Right. Now, as far as what you have in here, because obviously we've got Mother's Day just around the corner, I've just bought my mother and my mother-in-law a lovely gift. You've got mummy presents, daddy presents, and beautiful children's gifts as well.
We do. I mean, primarily we are a gift shop, so we try to cater to all needs, and we try to obviously do our displays according to the season and what's current.
Sure.
So now we're all about Mummy's Day, and soon we'll move into Easter and Father's Day, so we tend to theme around the gift calendar, if you like.
And I've noticed pictures from a local artist, so you've got work from, and I noticed something from a lady who now lives in Bedfordshire. You obviously try to have products from local artists as well as all over the...
Exactly the ethos behind the shop as well. Of course, the prime mission of the shop is to raise as much money as possible to give to Hearts Against Cancer charity. But second to that, we also want to really support local craftspeople, makers, artists, and increasingly we're able to say that that many of our products are sourced, designed, in some cases completely made locally. As much as possible Hertfordshire, but obviously we do go out a little bit to the other counties.
And being a little bit controversial, but I just wondered, having walked down the high street, and obviously there's the big HMV closing down, I think of St Albans and love it for its independent boutiques. Do you think that this is a good time for you guys with regards, not you specifically, but independent boutiques, with the changes that are going to happen with the high street? Is it something that you're thinking about, or you're wondering about?
Yeah, good point. I think it's been a really challenging time to start up. I think now that I've been helping to run the shop, I'm in awe of all independents that keep going with all of the difficulties and constraints you're talking about. I think for us, we do have points of difference because we are not raising money to make a person rich. We're doing it in a slightly socially entrepreneurial way. I think that makes a difference. I also think because many of our products you don't find anywhere else, many of them are one-offs, and I think if people are choosing a gift, some people people like to give something they couldn't just buy on Amazon or one of the websites. Secondly, I do think people like to know their money is also supporting supporting a cancer. So I think we've got two things in our favour. You know, long live the high street.
Yeah, exactly. It's lovely to be able to come somewhere and actually be able to take away a piece of St Albans in a more quirky way, which is some of the lovely stuff you've got. Jill, thank you. I'm going to leave you because you've got a customer waiting.
Thank you so much, Natalie. Lovely to meet you.
So if you are visiting St Albans this weekend and are interested in any of the places, the pop-up shop for the film festival is opposite the tourist information, so head for there. Abbott's Kitchen is the cafe attached to St Albans Abbey, which you can't miss. Raindrops on Roses is the lovely gift shop on the High Street. All of these places are available online. And if you're a St Albans resident, if this has reminded you of some of the places that we have in this city, go and visit them, show your support locally. And if you are someone who has a story to tell and would like to get it on the podcast for Style in My City, just drop Ellie or I a little mention on Twitter. I'm at Natalie Bionair, Ellie is at Style in My City, or you can comment on the blog and we would love to hear from you.
The Style in My City podcast.